Coach Tom Cerruteri now with us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Doesn't get much better than that, playing with the lead from the get-go. And, boy, that Biss said it right after you scored that last goal in the second period with 6 seconds left. That's a backbreaker for them. And certainly you can go on cruise control then the rest of the way.
Well, I was proud of how we really played in the third period. We stayed above the puck, and we took care of the puck. We got into a rhythm. Like I told the guys just now, we don't get in this. This doesn't happen too often. It's weird how it happened against St. Cloud on Friday and tonight. But, I go, think of all the games you've played in, guys. How many times is the game over after two periods? And obviously it wasn't against St. Cloud because we choked. But, again, I don't want to talk about that like I've said a million times. But
you brought it up, Tom.
I know it, but I had to, obviously for the listeners right here, they're going to, I had to make sure, too, that I prefaced that and I was honest. But there's so many things you have to put yourself in a chance. You have to play like a champion. You've got to play unselfish, and our guys did that. And you got to play for your goaltender. You can't have an attitude, let's just go for it. Let's try to get a couple more. And if they end up getting a couple, who cares? You know what I mean? It's a mentality and a mindset that we don't promote here, and I don't think anybody promotes. And I just thought we played with a lot of maturity in that third period, and I was proud of the guys for that. And no, it's good to win like this every now and then, and we know tomorrow is going to be, it's going to be a dogfight, and it always is. And it just, I use the analogy, my brother Frank a couple of weeks ago lost to Sacred Heart 7-1. They won 4-3 the next night. North Dakota 1995. I remember we beat them when I was at St. Cloud 11-1 on Friday night. They beat us 6-5 the next night, or 5-4, 6-5. It doesn't matter. But like, you can't have an attitude. You can't. Like, it's not going to be like this. It's not going to be like this. Not even close to this. It's going to be, a dogfight. Hey, they hit three or four posts. They hit one early in the first period. So, I mean, there's so many things that can change the momentum and the outcome of a game if you really want to reflect back on the game.
Well, if you look at the first period, Tom, I didn't think it was that – there was that distinct difference between the two teams, except you guys took advantage of their turnovers almost each and every time that you had that quality score opportunity. They missed or hit the pipe. It could have been a totally different game. The first period was a lot more even, I thought, than the rest of the game anyway.
I agree with you, Biss, 100%. And there was times, they were taking it to us. There were stretches they were taking it to us. And I'm totally with you.
How much do you guys need, the Charlie Combs of this team and the Adam Brady's to get going offensively and scoring in bunches?
Well, it sure as heck helps. You want your goal scorers and your guys who are, your guys who have the intangibles, the guys who have the ability of scoring goals on a consistent basis. It's nice to see, because those guys are. They know how to score. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that those guys have good releases. And they've got good shot locations. So, it's nice to see that.
Well, I know you talked about the third period. I was really impressed with how you guys played in the second. You have a 3-0 lead. Obviously, a goal by them could shift the momentum, and then it's two, and you never know where it goes from there. They really never got much opportunity there in the second, where you guys not only kind of held them, to virtually very few scoring opportunities, but you got two more and really iced the game. I thought that second period was about as good as you could play with the 3-goal lead.
I agree with you, Biss. And, I probably should have said that too. Like, I was proud of our second, which I was, but I was, I'm speaking about the third because we made an emphasis on between the second and third on that too.
Well, so many times you see people just going into, prevent mode because you've got that big of a lead in that.
Well, hey, I don't mind a prevent mode though. What's wrong with that? We kind of were, Biss. You still pressure the puck. You got to stay above, man. You got to stay above the puck, Biss. And that's where I'm getting at. We were above the puck, and you got to stay above the puck. And what happens in those situations, they want to counter and they want to take chances. You actually generate offense off that. So, it wasn't like we backed up, but you got to stay above the puck. Any team's going to stay above the puck, and that's kind of a prevent mode, Biss. It actually is, So I guess we did that,
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right. Bye-bye.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.